will be taking my Bible reading from Job 22, verse 29. Job 22, verse 29. I heard some time ago that somebody said the only part of the Bible he doesn't like reading is the book of Job. A lot of blessings there. So I'll read verse 29. It says, "When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is lifting up. And he shall save the humble person." The title of this morning's message is, "There is a lifting." Oh, I don't like your amen. Amen. Turn to your neighbor left and right and say, "There is a lifting." Church of God, there are times in this life when men are cast down, perplexed, discouraged, and even frustrated. We are living at a time when all we hear is that things are not getting better. We are living in a time and age whereby all we hear is that there's going to be a global recession, that it is unavoidable. Of a truth, Church of God, the heart of man is failing. The heart of man is becoming weary and cast down because of negative news going on around our world. Yet, Job 22:29 says, "When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is lifting up." I said, there is a lifting up. Because in the spirit realm, heaven sees a lifting up. In the spirit realm, heaven sees promotion coming somebody's way. Heaven sees prosperity. Heaven sees breakthrough, especially for the people of God. Brethren, it is not a sin. Let me say it again. It is not a sin to feel cast down, perplexed, discouraged, and even frustrated as a child of God. As a child of God, you are not expected to walk by your feelings. You are not expected to act through your feelings, but through the leading of the Holy Spirit. And that's why Psalm 37 and verse 24, Psalm 37 verse 24, it says, "Though he fall," who is that he there? A child of God, a woman of God. "Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. You may be down, but you are not out." It says, "For the Lord upholdeth him with his hand." No wonder the Bible says, "Beneath are the everlasting arm." The arm of the Lord is powerful. And because of the all-powerful God upholding you, if you fall, you will not be allowed to be utterly cast down. I don't like your amen. Amen. Therefore, since the Lord is the one holding you up, don't make that mistake to believe that you are holding the Lord. I've heard that over and over. Hold on to the Lord. Hold on to the Lord. Your hands are too feeble. Your hands are too weary. Your hands are too tiny to hold on to God. I remember when my children were growing up and they were learning how to walk. Those of us who have children, you know how excited they feel when they can take a few steps. But I used to hold a hand, especially my first son. No, did I say my first son? Our first son. And I will hold his right hand. And he'll be trying to walk, running and stumbling. But because I'm the one holding him, even though he stumbles and gets to the ground, I don't allow him to be cast down. So your hands are too tiny to hold on God, because when trouble shows up, you will leave the hands. Listen to me, child of God. The Bible says, when men are cast down, you must say, there is lifting. And don't listen to anyone that says to you that when you are cast down, when you feel discouraged and frustrated, that is an act of cowardliness. It is not. Just because you feel discouraged doesn't make you a coward. It's part of life. I told you times to that number. It is your spirit that got born again. Your body is not born again. Your body still reacts to the feelings around it. But you, as a child of God, the Bible says you should say, there is a lifting. Look at your neighbor and say to him or her, regardless of what you're going through, there is a lifting coming your way. You're not a coward because you just feel discouraged. You're not a coward because you woke up this morning and you don't feel like dressing up and showing up to church. And that's why you're online. I understand all that. Listen. It is the way you talk and the way you think when you're cast down that makes the difference. Hallelujah, somebody. And that was why Job, Mr. Job in the Bible, did not charge God foolishly. He did not allow foolishness to come out of his mouth. I beg you, stop it. Saying, why me? When you say that, you're saying that, Lord, why not do it to the next person and not me? God does not think the way you think. He has some plans for you. Shout hallelujah. Listen to me, church of God. As difficult as it may sound, God expects you and I to be positive in all our reactions. Joel chapter 3 and verse 10. Joel 3:10b. It says what? Let the weak say, I am strong. Give somebody a hard high five and say, you are strong, you are strong, you are strong, you are strong. It does not matter how low and how discouraging that present situation is. God is saying to you, there is a lifting coming your way. Shout hallelujah, somebody. When men are cast down. Hallelujah. When men are cast down. Listen to me. Just because people around you are cast down does not mean that you are going to be cast down. Just because everybody around you is getting sick, that does not mean you should be preparing for sicknesses. When men are cast down, you should say there is a lifting. Just because people around you are losing their jobs does not mean you're going to lose yours. Just because they are giving people pink slip in that organization doesn't mean it will get to you. In fact, it will not get to you in the name of Jesus. Let your amen sound like thunder. Just because the divorce rate is escalating, is increasing, that does not mean that your marriage is going to crash. When men are cast down, then shall thou, that thou say, then shall you say, there is lifting, there is lifting. Don't speak negative words like those who don't know God. For those who do know their God shall be what? Shall be what? Strong. And because they are strong, they shall what? exploit. In the midst of that downward trend, you can still do exploit. In the midst of that discouraging situation, you can still do exploit. In the midst of that stagnation, you can still be strong and be ready to do exploit. That is your portion in the name of Jesus. There is a lifting. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into King Nebuchadnezzar's fire that was heated 7 times, Nebuchadnezzar saw fire. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego saw fire. But God saw lifting up. God saw a lifting up. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. That fire experience that you are faced with right now, my God will turn it into a lifting up in the name of Jesus. When Joe, full name Joseph in the Bible, when he was thrown into the pit is the lower part of the ground, Pura. Whilst he was there, and he was taken from there into slavery, from slavery into Potiphar's house, from Potiphar's house into the dungeon, into the prison, even Joseph himself was seeing that the scenario was tilting away from his dream. But for God, he was seeing a prime minister in the making in a strange land. That's why the Bible says, weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. I'm here to tell you that life does not end with 2022. It is the calendar that ends with 2022. Your job will not end with 2022. Your goals and aspirations will not end with 2022. I say your marriage will not end with 2022. It is a calendar month that goes away, but your life does not go away. Your passion does not go away. Your hope should not go away, because there is a lifting coming your way. Let somebody shout, yeah! Joseph was supposed to be stagnated and banished, not to the prison, to the dungeon. Why was it a dungeon? Because those who offend the king, that's where they are kept. You are coming out of that pit of stagnation in the name of Jesus. Ah, I don't like your amen. I prophesy, you are coming out of that pit of affliction. You are coming out of that pit of lack. You are coming out of that pit of barrenness. You are coming out of that pit of loneliness. I say you are coming out. You are coming out. You are coming out. Clap those hands and say, Father, I am coming out. I am coming out of that pit of affliction, out of that pit of lack, out of that pit of barrenness, out of that pit of loneliness, out of that pit of sicknesses. I'm coming out. In Jesus' powerful name we pray. Shake your right leg and shout, amen. There is a lifting. There is a lifting. Daniel was thrown into the lion's den. You know, lion's den is like the last name of Daniel. Daniel and the lion's den. What happened? Some people that did not like, they didn't like his face. Doctor, there are some people that don't like your face. Even with the make with the foundation, they still don't like it. They still don't like it. They still don't like it. Maybe you should try without the foundation. They just didn't like your face. But you know what? The one that matters the most, if he likes your face, the one that matters is the one that matters. The Bible says, if a man's ways are pleasing to the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace. It doesn't matter whether they have thrown you into the pit. The ones that threw you into the pit will be the ones that will bring you out again. That is the truth of the matter. No wonder Proverbs 26:27 says, whoso diggeth a pit shall fall inside. Whoso rolleth a stone, the stone will boomerang back to sender. The people who threw Joseph into the pit were the same people who brought him out. The same people that threw Daniel into the den of lions were the same people, but with a difference. Yes, sir. The king said, what happened to my lions? Go and get all those people. The men and their wives and their children. Parents, be careful what you do. You may mess up the destinies of your children. Bring all of them. And they all headed towards the palace to rejoice that Daniel had been eaten up. So the wonderful part of it is that when they showed up, they saw Daniel. And Daniel did it. Because the Bible said that the sting of the lion had no heart, did not hurt Daniel. So they saw him with his designer suit, with his black shoe to match. So the king said, hey guys, something is wrong here. My lions have been taken away. And they said, we thought as much, because this Daniel supposed to have been eaten up. But they forgot, sir, that lion know the chop lion. If you are the son of a lion, the lion of the tribe of Judah, you are also a lion. So lion know the chop lion. By the time lion saw Daniel, they say, this one is a part of us. That is what the Bible says he's going to do. He said, whoso diggeth a pit shall fall inside. Whoso rolleth a stone, the stone will boomerang. Because when they threw Daniel there, they rolled the stone. But the power of God, of the lion of the tribe of Judah, went in there and shut them out of the lions, that they did not hurt. So the king said, something is wrong. And the people said, something is really wrong. It's okay, please go and check what happened to my lions. So foolishly, Amaka, Kagan, they packed their wives and children. The Bible said, because there was a promise, the promises of God are yea and amen. The lion of the tribe of Judah told the lions and the lionesses that, hold on. You know if we chop this one, but food they come. Because weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. The one who they feed human beings is the one who is also feeding the animals. He said, Mokuna chill. Oh, chill. The Bible said they were holding night vigil and they were fasting. But it was time to break the fast. The Bible says in the morning, they pounded, they landed. I'm saying, where are the lions? The Bible said, the lion ate them. It is a dangerous thing to fight the son and daughter of the lion of the tribe of Judah. He said, whoso touches you, touching the apple of my eye. Touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. Because of Jesus, what he did on the cross of Calvary, he has made you priests. He has made you kings and queens. You are a prophet of the highest order, after the order of Melchizedek. Because Jesus paid the price on the cross of Calvary. So whosoever touches you, he told Paul, you cannot kick against the prick. As you are touching my people, you are touching me. Whosoever touches my people is touching me. There's a lifting. There's a lifting. See this fine boy? This boy. There was a time in my life, all I owned was a short knicker and one L and K shirt. It's a fabric. You can Google it. L and K fabric. The pant was gray. Maybe that's why I wore gray today. Gray short pant and green shirt with, they call it dross then, inside. That's the three property I owned in life, as clothes. I mean, if you are living from village to Lagos, at least you put on your best. That was my best. But you beat your feet all, Daniel. The Gabriel, was that the back had air conditioning. Are you laughing with me or laughing at me? The thing, don't tear for back. So when you see me, you see my dross inside. And I was going to Lagos. But the one who has the future was seeing a lifting up. Was seeing now, then. But that's why God said, I should tell you, 2022 may be ending, but there's still a lifting for you. In your business, there's still a lifting. In your marriage, there's still a lifting. In your home, there's still a lifting. In your ministry, there's still a lifting. Don't judge your future based on what is going on now, because God is seeing the end product. The first thing I did when I arrived in Lagos, for the first time, I handled a pressing iron in Lagos. I said, heat. So I removed my clothes, removed my dress, because I came with some passengers from, you know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What? Huh? Who was doing? You know what's called chinch? I bring plenty, come Lagos. So I brought the iron, put it on it. As I was ironing, you will hear. I'm telling you the kind of life. That's why I say, listen, there's a lifting coming. There's a lifting coming. I said, there's a lifting coming. Don't end what God has not ended. There's a lifting coming. For your marriage, don't end it. There's a lifting coming. Shout hallelujah. That's why the Bible said, 1 Corinthians 2 verse 8b. He said, if the kings of this world, if they had known, they wouldn't have crucified the King of glory. If the listen, the devil is smart. If he knows that troubling you will bring promotion, he will not do it. But he's so stupefied by the power of God that the more he tempts you, the more he pushes you away from God, the more God is showing up. And that's going to be your portion. So 2022, you are going to end it in a grand style. I give seven people a hard high five. Say, you are ending this year in a grand style. In a grand synod. Grand synod. You may be down right now, but you are not going to be out. You are going to bounce back stronger and richer. Your marriage is going to bounce. bounce back stronger and richer. Your business is going to bounce back stronger and richer. Your health is going to bounce back stronger and richer. Your children are going to bounce back stronger and richer. The way Sarah bounced back, you are bouncing back. I said, the way Anna bounced back, you are bouncing back. The way Job bounced back, you are bouncing back. I said, you are bouncing back. You are bouncing back. You are bouncing back. You are bouncing back. Back to prominence. Back to relevance. In the name of Jesus. Say amen 7 times. Amen. 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 There is a lifting. Honestly, there is a lifting. There is a lifting. There is a lifting. In 1 Chronicles 15 and verse 16. 1 Chronicles 15, 16. And David spake to the chief of the Levites to appoint their brethren to be the singers with instruments of music, psalteries and harps, and cymbals sounding and lifting up the voice in joy. It is not over for you. I say it is not over for you. It is not over for your spouse. It is not over for your children. It is not over. It's not over. I say it is not over. In this land, you are going to lift up your voice in joy and rejoicing. Limping and jumping and joying and singing for joy. Because divine lifting is coming your way. Who am I talking to? I say you'll be jumping, dancing, testifying, leaping for joy because divine lifting is coming your way. The Lord has a purpose for your life. His thoughts towards you will not end with 2022. His plans for you will not end with 2022. God is on his throne and he's going to do wonders even in your life. And that's why I said, begin to round up now. Micah 5 verse 9. Micah 5 verse 9. If this is you, if it is meant for you, I want your amen, your amen, your amen to sound like thunder. He said, thine hand shall be lifted up upon thy adversaries. All thine enemies shall be cut off. Thine hand shall be lifted up upon thine adversaries, and that all thine enemies shall be cut off. Do you believe that prophecy? Do you believe that prophecy? Clap your hands and say, oh Lord, lift up my hands above all my adversary prayers. Where are my prayer people? Oh Lord, lift up my hand above all my adversary. Ah, Baba, lift up my hands. Lift up the hands of Ibifobara. Lift up the hands of Joy and her family. Lift up the hands of John, Princess Joy, Priscilla, and Jonathan. Lift up the hands of this family, of Mewa family, far above all my adversaries. Far above all my adversaries, begin to pray and say, Father, help me cut off all my adversaries, cut off all my enemies before the end of this year. Pray prayer. Sickness is an adversary. Poverty is an enemy. Poverty is an enemy. Depression is an enemy. Distraction is an enemy. Discouragement, sadness, weariness, divorce is an enemy. Cut off all my enemies. Begin to pray, brother. Begin to pray, sister. Thy hand shall be lifted up far above powers and principalities. Your hand shall be lifted up above your adversary. All your enemies shall be cut off. Sicknesses shall be cut off. The spirit of cancer, the spirit of sugar diabetes, the spirit of goiter shall fade away, shall be cut off. There shall be a lifting in the house. There is a lifting in the house. Your enemies shall be cut off. You will not die young. You will not die suddenly. You will not die prematurely. Barrenness will be cut off. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let your amen sound like thunder. There is a lifting. Listen to this. Listen to this. Psalm 3 verse 3. Psalm 3 verse 3. It says, but thou, regardless of all that I'm faced with, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of mine head. Ah, a lifted head is a headship. Ha. A lifted hand is a giver, because the hand of the giver is always on top. You will not be the tail, but you'll be above. You'll be the head and not the tail. Your hand shall be lifted. Your marriage shall be lifted. Your source of income shall be raised. Increase is coming your way. You are moving forward. You are moving upward. Your hands will not be idle. Your hands will be busy in the secular world, in the spiritual world. Those hands of yours will carry your babies. Those hands of yours will hug your husband. Those hands of yours will hug your wife. In the mighty name of Jesus, there is a lifting.
Jesus.
However, Church of God, before you enjoy certain lifting, certain heads and certain gates must be lifted. Every city has a gate. Every country has a gate. Every community has a head. There are certain territorial powers that must be lifted before you attain your goal. I said there are certain powers that must be lifted before you move forward. One of my daughters that led us this morning in prayers, he said this year is still our year of bumper harvest. But you know what? The Prince of Persia can still waylay you. And that's why the Bible said, look at what Bible said in Psalm 24 from verse 7. Something must happen in the spirit realm before you bounce into your bumper harvest, before you bounce into your upliftment. The Bible said in verse 7 of Psalm 27, say, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Okay, let's say it together. To go, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up. Ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Clap your hands and say, Father. Say, because of the sincerity and the purity and the quality and the beauty and the authenticity of the word of God. Oh yes! Oh yes! Be lifted up. Be lifted up. Prayer. Because of the sincerity and the purity and the quality and the beauty and the authenticity of the word of God. All ye guests that have been blocking me, all ye heads that have been blocking me, be ye lifted up. Be ye lifted up. So that the King of glory can come into my life. Be lifted up. Oh, ye gates, be lifted up. Ye everlasting doors, be lifted up. So that the King of glory can come in. So that John Ekwueremewa can be lifted up. Prayer. Jesus. In Jesus' powerful name, we pray. There are a lot of things that comes upon a man. Isaiah 10 verse 27, towards the tail end, it says, for the burden shall be lifted off his shoulder because of the anointing. There's an anointing in the house this morning. If you don't mind, can you stand? Except if you're 9 months pregnant. I won't stay long because we're about to pray now. Brethren, look up. Jesus Christ said, come unto me, come. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. There are a lot of us, even in church, with your designer's outfit, you are carrying the burden of the family. You're carrying the burden of your marriage. You're carrying the burden of your husband, of your wife. You're carrying the burden of your children. You just don't know how the future looks bleak. You are carrying it. Jesus saying, come, come. I know your frame. You are but dust. You can't carry this. Come, let me carry it for you. That's why in the Bible is saying, cast all your cares upon him, Jesus, for he cares for you. Let me be the one to tell you, you don't have to carry the burden of your marriage. You don't have to carry the burden of how am I going to live. Jesus Christ already paid the price. He said, I am come that they may have life and have it in abundance. He paid the price. But if you are here, you are still carrying the burden of sin or sins. There is someone who paid the price. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. For decades now, we are enjoying the benefits of him being crucified. But if you are still living in sin, if you are still a sinner, enjoying and wallowing in sin, why not come to the Lord this day? So you close up this year in a grand style. So if you are in the house, you know you are not born again. You know you are still living in sin. What a moment to say, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive me of all my sins. Write my name in the book of life. Grant me the grace to go and sin no more. Lord Jesus, I accept you today as my Lord and as my Savior. Thank you, Father, for the forgiveness of my sins. In Jesus' name. If you prayed that prayer faithfully and sincerely, you are a child of God. Stretch your hands towards the altar. There is a lifting. What area of your life is experiencing a downward trend? Commit it to the Lord now and say, Lord, this aspect of my life is nosediving. Please lift it up. Begin to pray now. Begin to pray. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Begin to pray now. Begin to pray. It could be your job. It could be your resources, your income. Yes, you're not begging, but you are still struggling to make ends meet. It could be your health. It could be your marriage. It could be your ministry. Whatsoever it is, you know you are not where you're supposed to be. Tell God, the God who lifted Anna from barrenness to the mother of children, that same God is in the house. Thank you, Jesus. Committed to the hands of the Lord. Say, when men are cast down, yeah, you can be cast down, but don't stay there. He said, you begin to prophesy and say, there is lifting coming my way. Commit that aspect of your life. I said, yeah, you're going to be lifted. You're going to be lifted. You're going to be lifted. It may be your children that are still going back. They are not where they're supposed to be. Call their names. It could be your husband. It could be your wife. It could be your health. It could be your ministry. You know you ought to be. You know where you ought to be, but you are not there. In fact, you are not even heading there. Pray that God will show up. That every gate will be lifted, every head will be lifted, so that you and the King of Glory can step in. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Like I said, your moving forward could be an act of the enemy. It could be an act of spiritual Midianites. And that's why in Judges 8 verse 28, Judges 8 verse 28 says, thus was Midian subdued before the children of Israel, so that they lifted up their heads no more. And the country was in quietness 40 years in the days of John Egbewele Omewa. So you're going to pray this morning. You're going to say, Father. Not just because I'm low, your voice shouldn't be that low. Say, Father.
Father.
Please subdue.
Please subdue.
And remove.
And remove.
Everything that represents bondage. In your Mewa family, in your Mewa family, in your Mewa family, you subdued the Midianites before the children of Israel. Father, please subdue and remove everything that represents bondage in my life, in my marriage, in my business, in my ministry, in the life of my children. Anything that represents bondage. Anything that represents bondage, Father, subdue them. Father, subdue them. Father, subdue them. The Midianites were subdued before the children of Israel. Every spiritual Midianites in the life of the Omewa family, Father, subdue them. Father, subdue them. Everything that represents bondage. Father, remove it from my marriage. Remove it from my family. Remove it from my ministry. Remove it from your church in the name of Jesus. Pray and say, Father. Lift up my head. Far above powers, far above principalities. Father, lift up my head. Far above powers, far above principalities. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lift up the head of a Mewa family. Lift the head of a Mewa. Far above powers and principalities. In Jesus' powerful name we pray. Amen. Let your amen sound like thunder. Amen. We are praying. This is the final one now. The Bible says, because the Midianites, if you already know the script of prayer, the Midianites, they terrorized the children of Israel. When you hear me, before you put the remaining, they're out. In fact, when God showed up in Gideon's life, he said, Gideon, thou man of valor. He looked at that. Me? My tribe is least. Even me, I'm the least in my house. You say me, man of valor. God say, yes, you. God sees the end result, not what you're going through. So, when God now finished, it was not Gideon that was warring. The Bible says it was God that subdued them. That means they wanted to lift up their head. Aka, Akaya. Aka, Jehovah. I'll sing. All we be Canaan. Okay, don't do copyright. Don't do. Okay. The Bible said the Midianites were subdued so that they could not lift up their head. So they wanted to lift up their head, but under at the everlasting. Yes. And that's what God is going to do to all your adversaries. Amen. And that's what God is going to do to all your enemies. Amen. I'm not talking about that old woman with open teeth. I'm talking about sicknesses, diseases, yes, poverty, yes, stagnation, yes, all those things. They are enemies. The Bible now said when God finished his work, the last verse there says, and conjunctional word. And the country was in quietness all the days of Gideon. You and your family can live in quietness. Honestly, it's doable. All that God needs to do is to subdue anywhere they want to lift up their head. Whether it's from Abonima, Just press their head. I say, even if they are from anywhere you are from, don't believe it that there is war and enemy from home. No, let them be coming. Let them be coming. There is somebody who will subdue them.
Yes.
No wonder Psalm 18 verse 45. Psalm 18 verse 45. He said, the strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. For he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, he is my strength, my buckler, in him will I trust. 1,000 shall fall by your side and 10,000 by your right hand, but he shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. For he had dwelt, verse 16 said, with long life will he satisfy you and show you his salvation. There was quietness. So you're going to pray and say, America, there will be quietness. Nigeria, call the home country, call your motherland, there will be quietness. There will be quietness. There will be no gun battle. There will be no gun mass killing in America. Because God.
Yes, Lord. 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 akakaya aka Jehovah name ma.
Thank you, Lord.
Stretch your hands towards the altar. May the Lord send abundant rain of blessing upon your family, upon your ministry, upon your business, upon your source of income. I pray for you that God will cause his face to shine upon you, shine upon your family, shine upon your ministry. God will give you peace on every side in the name of Jesus. The blessings of the Lord will cause you to move forward and to move upward. God will bless you with long life. He will bless you with sound health. He will bless you with peace and tranquility. He will bless you with prosperity. You will continue to excel in the land of America and in the land of your dwelling. As you travel to the north, to the south, from the east, to the west, divine favor is coming your way in the name of Jesus. Divine lifting is coming your way in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. You will testify. So shall it be. I say you will testify. In Jesus' powerful name we pray. Shout hallelujah like thunder.